This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour. How do you do? This is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, here to help you through the day, help you have a better day, make your life better, a little fun, a little cause for thinking, perhaps. We may distract you with some real, with some intelligent thoughts. Hi, Victoria. What do we have that's trending?
Well, a little bit of health news that's kind of interesting. The World Cancer Research Fund issued their 10-year guidelines, and every 10 years they have their new research and their new recommendations for avoiding cancer, fighting cancer, things like that. And they say that avoiding processed foods like bacon and alcohol can help reduce the risk of cancer up to 40%. And they've unveiled what they call is now the blueprint to beating cancer. And so this is, they have a 10-point plan that's kind of trickling out all over the internet. Lots of websites are picking up this story. They say preventing obesity forms a significant part of their advice, that being overweight will likely overtake smoking as the number one risk factor for cancer within decades. They now say that being overweight is directly linked to 12 different cancers, which is five more than the last time they issued their guidelines in 2007. They also are saying they're urging people to give up soda and to drink mostly water and unsweetened drinks, avoid processed foods, anything that as little of processed meat as possible. A little bit of red meat, they say, is okay as long as it's not processed. So they say 40% of cancers are estimated to be preventable through diet.
What happens is that fat is an attractor. Literally, fat is what creates or helps cancer live. It feeds the cancer. And if it's a tumor, the blood feeds it. If it's not tumorous cancer, if it's something else that is, for example, like lymphoma, that sort of thing, it is alcohol is horrendous. Alcohol is so destructive. It is, and because alcohol is mostly going to create fat anyway, it's sugar. And so, and the more process it is in terms of alcohol, when you let it cook for a while and it degenerates, you know, the things that we like, I don't say we, you, I don't drink this stuff, but people who drink stuff that's been aged, you know, they think is a great thing. But the more aged it is, the more dangerous it is because it's had that much longer to cook up. And processed meats. You could summarize this, Victoria, by just saying don't eat anything that has any connection to Monsanto. That's probably, except that, and they're even involved in the alcohol business, the growth of the things, the stuff that comes from corn or comes from other, you know, all of these things. I wonder who the first person was to put things, green things together and have them ferment and think this would be good to drink, because that's really what it is. I remember, I'll never, ever, ever forget this. When I was traveling in, I think it was 96 or 97, had gone into Africa and took a trip around the Horn of Africa and went into some of the areas, and this was in Addis Ababa. I remember interviewing this 14-year-old girl who had just had her second baby. And the reason that it was so troublesome, and where we'd gone over to try to see how religions and other governments could help these people, the men have nothing to do. There's no work for them. So they go around, they go to wherever they can, they gather grass or anything green, weeds, leaves, whatever, and they make a mash out of it. And they drink it so that they are, their minds aren't focused on the fact they have nothing. They all get drunk and they chase these girls around and impregnate them at 11, 12 years of age. And so, but it's making, they use anything they can to make this mash so that they can drink, it becomes alcohol, and they drink it and it makes them crazy. And it really is. It's an amazing reality. And so in this circumstance, to just back up just a bit, consumption of fast food, fat, starches, sugars are all about what creates a cancer and or helps feed the cancer. Mm-hmm. And most of you know that you have free radicals. All of us do. Our bodies, all of our bodies have free radicals flowing around in them. How you support their getting together or not depends on how strong your immune system is as much as anything else. There are two factors here. What you're eating and ingesting and how well your immune system is functioning. Both of those things. If you have a weak immune system and you're eating all this crap, you can kiss your butt goodbye. And that's pretty much... That's pretty much what it is.
Even if you have a strong immune system, even if you're, you know, in your 20s or you're in your teens, if you're living on fast food, your immune system isn't going to prevent you from getting cancer.
You're not going to have a strong immune system if you're eating that stuff, because the immune system, you've heard the spots that I've done. As a matter of fact, I'm going to remind people of it right now for Balance of Nature products, because they are nothing but dried, whole, ripened fruits and vegetables. That's what they are. Fruits and veggies will do a great deal to enhance your immune system, because for any number of reasons, this is Mother Nature at her best, and it isn't processed. These things, if you're eating whole, especially organic things, a lot of times if you're eating fruits and vegetables especially and you don't wash them, there's a danger from the things that they're sprayed with in order to keep them, you know, the look the way they look. But I'm saying to you right now, if you have a strong immune system, it basically underscores the fact that you're eating better to begin with. See, the two go hand in hand, Victoria. They're not separating out. You have a strong immune system because you eat well. If you don't eat well, you're not going to have a strong immune system. So that puts you at risk, basically. So along comes Balance of Nature, which provides you these nutrients, all these servings of different ripened fruits and vegetables. They are, in the case of the vegetables, they're cooked and then powdered. The fruits are not. They're dried and powdered. So you can see in the two of them, I take one of each every morning and one of each every night, and I'm giving them now to Daisy May, because I want her immune system to be good. And if you don't know who Daisy May is, she's my new English bulldog. This is a good way for you and for people in your family, no matter who you know, to enhance, to boost up their immune system over 700%. If you get on it, stay on it for a month, wow. If you go online to balanceofnature.com, you use the code DJV and you get the first month supply free. This is an enhancement. This is a great idea. Everybody should do this, especially if you can get started free, and then use the DJV for special discounts as the program continues. So balanceofnature.com for that strong immune system that you want. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV.
In today's automotive news, we're at the Nürburgring in Germany to test drive the new Aston Martin DB11 AMR. It is the flagship model of the DB11 range, with 630 brake horsepower at a top speed increase of 208 miles an hour. 0 to 60 in 3.7 seconds after driving it, I found it has even sharper handling than the regular DB11, and a very cool exhaust sound, which brings out that V12 character. New carbon fiber and Aston Martin yellow pinstriping cover the car. It's on sale now at a stunning price of $241,000. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available U-Connect feeder, and listen to these speakers. Hey, Mom, what was that song? Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through May 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Tonight, summer's number one show returns, and lives are going to change.
Hit that golden button!
America's Got Talent.
A star is being born.
With an all-new season of talent that is, in a word,
amazing!
Unbelievable!
Brilliant!
Wow! Be there for every jaw-dropping moment.
What just happened?
You were 2 inches away from being dead. That was incredible.
America's Got Talent, followed by World of Dance, premieres tonight on NBC.
Right now, people everywhere are searching millions of used cars to find great deals. Can you hear them? Yep, sounds like they're going to Carfax.com. After all, it's the best place to find great deals on used cars. Millions of users can't be wrong. They know that only Carfax gives you a free Carfax report with every search. And make sure you're seeing all the best deals. Don't miss out on your deal. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
All right, so Victoria, some of the things going on, people being talked about, the passing of Alan Bean, who was an astronaut, fourth man to walk on the moon. He was 86 years of age, remember the Apollo 12 mission from 69, the fourth man to walk on the moon. There are only four other astronauts who have had that honor that are still living. Bean was an engineer, test pilot in the Navy before he became an astronaut. He was picked by my friend Jay Honeycutt, who ran the space program. He picked all the first astronauts. I remember once he said something about Bean, how serious he was about everything. He's a really serious guy. He left NASA in 81 to devote himself to painting. There's a website for his art. He said there he felt he was fortunate to have seen things that no other artist had ever seen, wanted to show the world those experiences through art. I think that's really special.
Love that, right? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Love that.
Another man in the news is Joshua Holt, Utah man, freed from Venezuela's most notorious prison. He went to the White House over the weekend, was overwhelmed with gratitude for those who had secured his release. He said he endured a couple of years in Caracas that were unbelievable. Those of you who don't remember the story, he was a Mormon missionary who went to Venezuela in 2016 to meet the woman who would become his wife. He was jailed on suspicion of being a U.S. spy. A week before his release, he posted a video begging for U.S. authorities to save him as a prison riot played out behind him. Lawmakers held months of back-channel negotiations to secure his release. Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee went down there to get him. And so it's one of those I'm thinking to myself, do I even know? Do I remember that story? I don't remember the story.
Never heard of that story ever.
Yeah.
This is the first time that I've ever heard
One would
this
wonder
story.
How many, Victoria, other people like that around the world have. I mean, we hear them when they're grabbed by the North Koreans or, you know, in some place where you know there's a problem, but Venezuela?
Right.
Although Venezuela has become.
They've had a lot of problems, but.
Unfriendly toward Americans in the last, 6, 7, 8 years, 9 years under the old regime. Very unfriendly. Almost, it's pretty close to communism, but it just, you know, kind of, I don't know. I just find it to be distressing that we have all of these things going on that a lot of us know about. We're busy paying attention to other things, or the news media. I'm happy to have the news media as my whipping board. And then people say, well, if it weren't for the news media, how would we know what was going on? And that's precisely my point. We don't know what's going on because they don't do a good job. They're too busy selling their points of view on whatever political point of view they may have or people and not presenting the news. And you know, those of you who pay for news sites and don't want to have advertising, are you paying for a site that's actually informing you? Or are you just reading the same old stuff that you want to read because it makes you feel good? 21 after the hour.
Get the
the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
How to get to Sesame Street. The creators of Sesame Street are suing over an upcoming Melissa McCarthy film that they say hijacks the show's brand to depict puppets engaged in lewd activities. You seen the promo for this movie?
I have not. What movie
is it? The lawsuit was filed against the film studio. Sesame Street's parent company says the R-rated movie, The Happy Time Murders, threatens to damage its brand with explicit, profane, drug-using, misogynistic, violent, copulating, and ejaculating puppets.
Oh, God!
The film, slated for release in August, directed by one of Jim Henson's family members, features the tagline, "No Sesame Street, All Street." Sesame seeks an injunction that forces defendants to cease and desist their trading upon the goodwill associated with Sesame Street in any box office receipt. The lawsuit says the promotion of the Happy Time Murders may fail or succeed on its own merits, not using cynically the things from one of the most celebrated children's programs in history. The folks who produced the movie expressed disappointment Sesame Street doesn't share in the fun. You know what? I wouldn't share in it either. I'm right there with them. Sue the hell out of them. Is there anything that isn't sacred? Does everything have to be destroyed for humor or entertainment purposes? I don't know. When you watched Sesame Street as a kid growing up, didn't you, Victoria?
Yeah, but I haven't seen this movie, so I don't know. I haven't even seen a preview for it. Right, I haven't even seen a preview for it, so I don't know what it's about.
It's gross.
There are plenty of movies that have puppets in them, though, that are, you know,
doing
puppets.
What these puppets are doing? The Sesame Street puppets doing...
Well, I don't know exactly what they're doing in this, but...
I just told you what they're... You want me to go back over it again?
No, I get it. I'm just saying. I haven't seen it yet. I'm withholding judgment until I have all the information. I haven't seen a preview for it yet.
Well, in the meantime, they're going to sue the hell out of
me. Now, if it's Big Bird and getting it on with, like, Bert and Ernie in a three-way or something, okay, then that's obviously wrong. But I don't think they're using... I don't think they're using the same characters. They're not using the same puppets.
It's pretty similar, I think. That you'll see it. See what happens. Meanwhile, some sad news in the world of music. Roger Clark, who is a drummer for Muscle Shoals, died This guy that contributed to all of the sound, the Muscle Show sound, had a heart attack at the age of 67. He worked at Fame Recording Studios and Wishbone Studio, playing on albums by Lou Rawls and Paul Anka, Tom Jones, and a lot of other famous singers. He played drums on Family Tradition, the breakthrough album from Hank Williams Jr. in 79. He played his first paying gig when he was 14 at the studios down there. The Alabama Music Hall of Fame says he played on more than 30 gold and platinum albums, touring with the Steve Miller Band and Journey and the Pointer Sisters as well.
It's quite a resume.
67, man. I imagine he lived, what happens sometimes with these people. Lots of distractions, drugs, et cetera, et cetera. All right, let's see what else have we got musically. Tanya Tucker is going to perform at GLAAD's Concert for Love and Acceptance as part of their upcoming Concert for Love and Acceptance. GLAAD announced that Tanya Tucker will be taking the stage at the Wild Horse Saloon in Nashville to help spread the organization's message. Tanya's going to be joining the growing list of performers: Ty Herndon, Cassidy Pope, Caleb Scott, Parson James, and many others. So, if you're into that, this year marks the third Concert for Love and Acceptance, which started back in 2015 in conjunction with GLAAD's Southern Stories Project, aiming to help better tell the stories of the LGBTQ community. So, there's some news there, 28 after the hour.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. With the weather warming up, it's once again grilling season. That's right, hamburgers, hot dogs, sausages. Unfortunately, many of these foods are not the healthiest, but there are ways to enjoy the great taste of grilling and still be healthy.
The big thing is picking your leaner meats and then making sure that you're not overcooking them. So cooking your chicken right to 165, but typically what I advise people is cook it to 160, leave it on the grill, shut the grill off, let it carry overcook.
Mayo Clinic Healthy Living Program Executive Chef Jennifer Welper says that avoids drying out your meat and minimizing the urge to dress it up with high-calorie sauces. She also offers some tips on when it comes to veggies.
The big thing is making sure that you take your vegetables, put them in a bowl, season them in the bowl. So kind of portion out your olive oil and then add your love to it. So onion powder, garlic powder, you can do some of those seasoning blends that are low salt. Mix them up and then throw them on the grill.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump hits the reset button, progress is now being made again towards a June 12th summit in Singapore between the president and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. U.S. and North Korean officials are scheduled to sit down today in Singapore to discuss the plans for that summit.
Today we pay tribute to their service.
Yesterday, President Trump continued tradition, speaking at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day, when we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for America.
We mourn alongside their families, and we strive to be worthy of their sacrifice.
Alberto's now weakened to a subtropical depression after making landfall yesterday on the Florida Panhandle. Two people died in the storm, a TV news anchor and his camera person. A tree fell on their vehicle. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
After the hour, this is the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jennifer's off today, but Victoria Keelan is here with me as we work our way through some of the things. I was interested in looking at the situation with famous children of famous politicians. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said this past weekend he did not believe that Sirhan fired the shot that killed his father. He wants a new investigation. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is now 64 years of age. That's shocking in and of itself for those of us who go back to that day in 1968 when his father was shot and what he looked like. He was a kid. So the Washington Post carrying an interview with him, Victoria, and what he said was he's been reviewing the autopsy reports and police reports. He's been speaking with witnesses and spending hours visiting in jail with people that were connected, even Sirhan, who's in prison for life.
He said, "How old is he?"
Sirhan?
Yeah.
Easily in his 70s, I would have thought at this point. Kennedy said, "I got to a place where I had to see him." And he didn't tell what they talked about and where they went with the conversation. He said, "I was curious and disturbed by what I had seen in the evidence." the wrong person may be in jail, may have been convicted of killing my father. Do you know what this does to shake to the core, once again, the faith and trust that we put in our judicial system? And if this is something that was cooked up, I mean, his brother, Robert Kennedy's brother, John, was killed not by, you know, the Warren Commission did all kinds of things to tell us stories that were just that, fabrications. The real story, Jack Anderson, the author and political columnist, did the definitive book on it. And it was, you know, it came because of a collusion between the mafia and Castro. They wanted to get rid of Kennedy, and that's how it came to be. So all the other stuff that you hear about one assassin and Oswald, that's just another. And he thinks, I remember reading something that Robert Kennedy Jr. thought that Oswald didn't kill his uncle. And neither does anybody else think that. It has any common sense. So now it plays. So what does that tell you about our country and what we, you know, LBJ said he didn't want to blame it on the Russians and the mob because it would have started a war. That's what he said. And so then in this circumstance, if Sirhan didn't kill Robert Kennedy, who did? Was it at the hands of the same people that killed Jack? And for the same reason? Because they wouldn't have fared well. The mafia was the reason that they killed Jack is because Robert Kennedy was the attorney general at the time, and he was all over the mob. Man, they were after them. Anyway, as soon as they went into office, these guys went right for their jugular. And so that's when the plotting began, and it took them a couple of years to bump them off. But you get to that stuff, Victoria, and you think, hey, yay, yay, what do we believe? What's true?
Well, we wouldn't be the first government to cover up something.
No.
I know that, I always like to think the best of our government and our system and our honesty and things like that. And
right.
But, you know, it's completely plausible that there was a cover-up. I don't know why we would want to kill one of our own presidents, I know some people think that, but everybody's allowed to think what they want because there is no definitive answer.
No, that's right. Now, here comes another interesting reality from the world of the families of important people, in this case, first daughters, Chelsea Clinton and her relationship with Ivanka Trump. Apparently, the two of them have been friends for a long time, and Clinton was interviewed recently about the things that she went through as the first daughter and the things Ivanka's going through. And she said, I don't support everything my mother stood for. I thought that was interesting. In 2008, the article that's in, I think, Vogue magazine, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember where I saw this, but anyway, she talks about her mother and what she agreed with and disagreed with. I really was proud to support my mom in 2008, but I disagreed with her fundamentally on some things, particularly her opposition to equal marriage rights.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Back then Hillary was for civil unions and not actual marriage. And but I think that that's a generational thing. So I remember my mom and I had the same conversation.
Really?
She was pro-civil union, but because of religion, my mom didn't believe that, you know, she thought marriage was between a man and a woman. She has since changed her thinking completely on that. But at that time, I remember thinking, oh, my God, Hillary and Chelsea are going through the same argument my mom and I are. But I think it's a generational thing. You know, President Obama changed his stance on it as well, midway through his term, second term, I think, because he was pro-civil unions and then changed to marriage equality. But that is really interesting, and I like the fact that Chelsea is certainly not someone who has said, oh, I just believe everything that my parents said and did, and I support them 100%. She's not a puppet. She has her own voice and her own mind, and I've always respected that about her.
Yeah.
And the truth is, a lot of people, a lot of women in my circle, I'll talk about my group, when Trump got elected, we were very unhappy. We still are. But our only hope, we thought, was Ivanka. And Ivanka has been very disappointing to a lot of women because she has not disagreed with a single thing that her father has said.
Not a single thing? Really?
Well, what has she publicly disagreed with?
I don't know.
Nothing. And there are a lot of things that... Well, we do as women.
I depend on you to
As younger women, we have been looking to her as someone who would, you know, would be more sensitive to certain issues, and she just has not said anything in opposition to him. And maybe, and I don't know why that is. We certainly thought that she's intelligent enough and has enough of a voice that women who didn't support her father but have supported her, we were hopeful that she would have more of a voice, and she just hasn't. So it's too bad.
Maybe there's a lot of stuff in the background. Who knows what the reasoning for it is.
Maybe she'd get fired. He likes firing people.
There you go. You're fired. Doug Steffen here with a focus on your smile. How bright and white is your smile? Now, you drink a lot of coffee or tea. Maybe you drink too much red wine. Or maybe you smoke. You ought to stop doing that. But if you haven't yet, you want to shine up that grin of yours. You've tried a lot of tooth whitening products, perhaps. The trays and gels, chuck them. I'm going to give you a 5-minute solution to your problem. A brighter, whiter smile is yours using Power Swabs. Clinically studied using a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten those stains. It starts in 5 minutes. Snap, swab, and smile. That's right. A couple of minutes, and those coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains are gonzo. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJV show. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender. Tender gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Remember the first time you sat in the car you're sitting in right now? Oh, you two were in love. You miss that feeling, don't you? Just go to Carfax.com now to search millions of used cars and fall in love all over again. Because only Carfax gives you a free Carfax report with every search. And it's easy to see all the best deals. Don't miss out on your deal. Start your used car search now at Carfax.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
I'm looking at divorce settlements. Steve Wynn settling with his wife. This has been something going on for a couple of years. This woman that he was married to, named Elaine, divorced him, I guess, in 2011. And they finally settled in on her getting $750 million. Did you know that? Look at some of these. The things.
That's a very relatable problem.
Yeah, it is. Well,
$750 million, really?
Yeah. Remember when McCartney and Heather Mills got divorced? He gave her $46 million. Or did he give her? Did she deserve it? Did she?
Paul McCartney gave her that much. I thought it was a lot less
million.
Than that.
$48 million. Madonna had to give Guy Ritchie $92 million. when they get divorced.
Really?
I mean, yeah. Think about how these things go. When I was trying to, Neil Diamond, when he divorced, that was a big deal. When he divorced his wife, she got a half, and he said, I hope she's happy with it. I hope it makes her happy. Remember that when he said that?
And he's since remarried because he's married to somebody else now.
Right, yeah.
Because
right.
Now that he has the Parkinson's diagnosis, his wife has been sort of his spokesperson.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Well, I guess he believed in marriage enough. He tried it again.
You know what I was trying to remember? When Bruce Willis divorced Demi Moore or vice versa, she got $90 million bucks, but they changed the divorce settlement because she was worth more money than Bruce Willis was or has become.
She was worth more money than Ashton Kutcher, too.
Yeah.
Demi Moore is one of those odd cases where people don't, you think of her in a few different movies in some major roles, but behind the scenes, she's actually been producing things for a really long time and I remember seeing a list not long ago, and she's done very well for herself.
Yeah.
She's also made a ton of brilliant real estate moves.
Yeah,
so she recently sold, when she and Ashton got divorced, the only reason I know this is because it's right down the street from me, they had the apartment that they bought from, I think, Steve Jobs, and Bono was their next door neighbor, and they sold that for $80 million, and that was one of the most expensive real estate transactions, residential transactions in New York City, and she had bought it for less than half of that. She bought it for 20 and sold it for 80. So she makes a lot of really good decisions. I'm not surprised that she's worth more than Bruce and Ashton probably combined.
Yeah, that's pretty smart. I think that's the kind of thing. But it's interesting that people take exception to women who do well under that circumstance. Why? Why wouldn't you think a woman would be smart enough to they think, oh, well, you know, this is the exception. Why is the exception? She's a smart woman. She knew how to move her way around in the money world. Why do people think that that's so unusual that a woman, quote unquote, could be good at that sort of thing?
I've never heard anybody say that. I think it's more surprising. Maybe that's a generational thing then, but maybe I know that when she divorced Ashton, it was surprising that she had more money than he did, but only because it was so behind the scenes, people didn't realize what she was up to. So it was just not made public, and she wasn't out, like, doing publicity for all of the projects that she was producing. But I don't know anybody who thought there was anything wrong with it or was disparaging about it.
It
wasn't as well known as what Ashton was up to. Ashton makes very public investments because he becomes very involved. He was one of the first investors in Twitter and Airbnb, and he's made a lot of smart decisions on his own.
He's very smart.
But
I wonder if it rubbed
off. He's
very
vocal about it, too. Oh,
yeah.
I'm sure he learned a lot from her.
Yeah, so that's the point, kind of. What I'm saying here, Victoria, is that what we have is an exception. And the touting of it should be that she's good at it because she's good at it, not because she's a woman. And that's the headline becomes she's a woman, and oh, by the way, she's a good investor. Why? Why is that the case?
I don't know.
It befuddles me. You know what I also came across is the divorce of Joel Osteen with his wife and how much she got out of it and how much.
I thought they were still married. That Victoria lady?
Yeah. He must have been
married before her, right? Because I think he's still married to Victoria.
Yeah, yeah. But the fact that the kind of money that he makes doing what he does sets people off into a sort of a tizzy, if you know what I mean.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now, 53 after the hour, this is the DJV show. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, and a bit of food news appropriate here, Victoria. Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of people who don't know whether eating eggs is a good thing or a bad thing. There have been a lot of people, I remember 10, 12, 14 years ago, people said, nope, don't eat eggs because they're high in cholesterol. That's what causes heart disease. Now, there's another study that suggests eggs may actually help your heart. Researchers found that people who consume an egg a day could significantly reduce their risk of cardiovascular disease. If you don't eat any eggs at all, this is a different. Eggs contain cholesterol, but they are also full of bioactive nutrients that may help prevent cardiovascular disease. For the study, researchers followed 416,000 volunteers who were free of cancer, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes. At the beginning of the study, 13% of participants reported daily consumption of eggs, 9% reported never an egg. I'd be in that. I don't like eggs. Once in a while, I'll have a boiled egg, hard-boiled egg.
Otherwise, I don't like them.
During the course of the study, 83,000 volunteers developed heart disease, killed 9,900 of them. When researchers compared the daily egg consumer to those who avoided eggs, they found a difference. People who ate an egg a day were 28% less likely to be killed by a hemorrhagic stroke, 18% less likely to die from heart disease. Really,
those are pretty big numbers.
They are.
That's
right.
You know, that's really, I know that there's been, it's kind of like the war on butter. Remember the war on butter when that everything in the,
bad
I guess it must
you,
have been in the 80s.
Yeah.
Everything turned to margarine and you can't have real butter. Now everybody understands.
But margarine is like putting plastic in your system.
Oh, it's disgusting. I'm lucky that in our family we never went to the margarine.
Yeah.
We never really had margarine because my dad's from Ireland and he grew up with his own cow and making his own butter.
Yeah.
So he was a purist when it comes to
me
butter.
Me too. Hi, Dad.
Yeah. So,
wow.
I love that.
Butter and...
I love real butter. Oh,
coconut
so
oil, cooking things in canola. Well, that's bad for you, but the olive oil is good. Those things are good for you.
Yeah.
You try that. All right,
but
let's
see here.
It
seems like people are really back on track with eggs now, too. That's,
that's
definitely something people understand. There's so many minerals in eggs, too. My doctor actually told me, because I said, well, what about eggs? I eat eggs every day. And he said, no, eggs are a perfect food. You should absolutely continue to eat eggs. So I'm glad it lines up with that study.
Well, it's embryonic. Yeah, that's what the egg is.
Right.
It's the essence of creating another life.
Well, also for women, it's heart disease is the number one killer of women beyond all cancers combined. It's heart disease.
Yeah,
so to be able to have eggs and if there's a preventative measure that it takes, then even better.
Yep. The big food brands are in trouble. General Mills, Campbell's, Hershey, Pepsi, failing to convince investors they have a plan to navigate changing tastes. The consumer staples sector in the back of the pack in the Standard & Poor's 500, worst year in a decade, Walmart, Amazon, Target, Kroger, waging a price war that has spread to the rest of the retail food industry. Pricing battle changing shoppers' expectations of how much a box of cereal ought to cost. You know how much...
Cereal's
and
expensive.
You know what? The farmer, the box of cereal that you pay $4 for, the farmer gets 24 cents out of that.
$4.
So where the hell is
like six?
Six, is that what it is now?
Well, in New York City, everything's more. So, yes, in New York,
I
don't eat cereal, but my husband, Lewis, likes it. So every once in a while, I'll buy him some organic stuff, and it's like $6 a box.
Yeah. Well, that's organic. The regular stuff's probably a couple of bucks less. But the farmer, the point I'm making is the farmer gets 24 cents out of that. So, and now the price thing is back and forth. Walmart puts products in the back of the store if they don't. If the people who are selling it don't play ball with them, Amazon sends them to the bottom of search pages. You know, that's the play, that's the game.
Yep.
So Dollar
General.
But a lot
of these big companies, though, a lot of the big companies, they have really failed the consumer. They have not kept up
garbage.
With trends.
Right.
And they have not kept up with trends. They've been way behind on everything. They just recently lowered sugar. They just recently came out with a gluten-free option. They're so far behind the trend, it's not surprising that they're losing money.
Yep, no, they haven't. And it isn't just the food manufacturers. Some of the other big, like Procter & Gamble, the soap companies, that sort of thing, that are trying to push people around, and it doesn't work, you know, especially when you got people that have the buying power of Amazon and Walmart. Wow. So there's some food for thought, literally and figuratively. DJV time is 59 past the hour.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.